Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dum Dums and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing four weekly podcasts, Dum Dums and Dragons, Blood and Syrup, The Mythos Mysteries, and Warhammer 40,000 The Valentine Heresy, as well as four event podcasts with mini-series releases at staggered intervals, Curse Code and Crown, Dumb Scum and Villainy, One Shots, and the bad movie review show, Garbage Town the Movie Podcast. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please join the Dum Dums and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumdumdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dum Dums and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dum Dums and Dice characters and their catchphrases. Go to redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. One more time for the mortals in the back. redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. Get your merchandise today.
Welcome back, initiates, to the Mythos Mysteries, a live play Pulp Cthulhu podcast where improvisers and comedians venture into dangers beyond their wildest imaginings. I am H.P. Helmfirth, your host on this journey into darkness. The Mystery Punchers have interrupted the occult performance of Pastor Michael Thomas, but a monster has been unleashed. Richter was drawn back to a time before the fateful evening in the church. Adrian stabbed the pastor to death, and Red didn't understand what was going on until a monster was revealed on the stage. So venture forth with us, dear friends, into the mythos.
Red, you watch in horror as half of a man falls away as Addie goes full prison shiv on the Reverend Michael Thomas, who you have not recognized from childhood, largely because he looks like Charlie Manson meets like Orson Welles right now. So not exactly a one-to-one comparison. But you've seen Adrian do some gross stuff. I don't know if you've ever seen him do this, though. I feel like this is one of those things Adrian does when you tell him to go do a thing and then he shows up later covered in jam from their inside toast.
Also, he's trying to kill him, not just put him to sleep. So I feel like there's a lot more aggression than even you're used to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're also a savvy lady and, you know, you're not, if something goes down, you're not going to sit there and be like, but I wonder, which is particularly amplified when Richter starts yelling fire, fire. You hear the screams from the stage, at which point Addie tosses the top half of the body aside in a very casual way, whips out the Herr Reinheimer's like, I was gonna say laser gun, but that's too official, ray gun. Screams no more monsters before pulling the trigger and firing at the stage. What do you do?
Okay, so I think the first thing that would be going through my mind is like, oh my god, he saw something that kind of looked like that symbol somewhere on that man and is now like on a complete rampage. So I think I'm going to, oh, I'm 1,000% running out on stage with him.
Okay, great. So Ryan, if I'm understanding your action from the previous episode that I think we recorded 28 years ago, you're just like firing out onto the stage, or
yeah, I'm firing out onto the stage. So imagine like stab the guy in the wings between the cloth and then drew ray gun and fired from there. So I didn't charge out. I'm just shooting.
Okay, great. So Claire, with that in mind, would you just kind of go like basically rush over to Adrian, or would you rush the stage?
Well, I would rush to Adrian. I think I would probably rush to Adrian, grab his arm and wrench the curtain back at the same time.
Okay. All right. So from Adrian, yeah, you'll be able to like, because basically the best way to imagine this is that there's a massive flat and then the wings. So he's kind of up by the wings. So yeah, you can pull aside the wings to kind of see what's going on out there. That said, if you're going to grab his arm to attempt to stop him from firing wantonly into the crowd, I am going to need from you, my friend, a... let's go with... What have we got in the reflex zone? You know what? Let's take this as a brawl check. Not that you're trying to affect harm. Mm-hmm. You're just trying to stop. Like, I think this is literally just like knock the gun up so yeah. that the shot goes straight. Adrian, to maintain your shot, go ahead and roll firearms handgun, please. Given that for some reason, you know, mysterious Nazi laser is not a standard skill.
Yeah. Okay, so I rolled a 5 more than I needed, so I'm going to spend 5 luck and get to just get a regular success.
Yep.
Yeah, I failed.
All right. So, Red, you rush forward, knock the gun up, pull aside the curtain, and what you see on the stage is a lot, even for you with everything you've previously seen. The ingenue of the performance in her kind of you know, early Bridgerton style gown. So like fancy, but like in kind of a subdued way, but also at a weird like 90 degree angle, is snapped in half and is currently a few feet off the ground, being wrapped in tentacles. And you can see the remainder of her spine and the muscles in her back resisting as these tentacles just continue to just crack her in two. The tentacles would be somewhat less unnerving if they didn't disappear into what seems to be a cloak that is undulating slightly with a pulse. As you realize, the lead actor's costume is less a costume and more its body under a you know, thin vestige of stage wear. The figure is wearing a cloak over itself, but it kind of blends in with the sort of mass of tentacles beneath it. These tentacles are also currently shooting out into the crowd. Think like Groot if he was an asshole. Mm-hmm. So just spearing people, grabbing them, dragging them towards the stage. All the while, the creature seems to just be looking on from beneath classic Jedi hood, with a serene face that almost looks like porcelain. It at first glance would appear to be a very fine mask, but as with the rest of the creature, and as the ingenue unfortunately discovered, the mask is less something you wear over your face and more its face, or at least part of it. So the King in Yellow has arrived and is murdering the shit out of this crowd. Adrian, your ray gun
question, Tom, what happens when you fire a ray gun into a stage roof?
I was just about to explain that.
Good, because I'm dreading it.
Yeah, so there's a blast of green lightning from the gun, similar to what blew up the gangsters, and it shoots through a bunch of sandbags and another flat that was kind of in the ceiling before blasting a 4-meter-wide hole in the roof of the building, from which debris begins to rain down on the king and the three of you. Go ahead and roll me, please, a dodge check.
That's a success.
Yep.
I'm going to spend one luck to get an extreme success.
Ooh. Success.
Okay. So for the people who rolled a success, you'll take 3 damage. Ryan, you'll take 1.
Oh, God. Okay.
As the roof of the famed Helmfirth Playhouse collapses, the creature will take a little bit as well. Oh man, that's a lot of HP. Okay. Richter, it would seem that young Herr Diesel has perhaps taken your call of fire too literally and has opened fire. You hear the screams as you kind of recover stiffly from the falling shards. You see Michael Thomas, his face is stuck in a rictus grin. His eyes seem to be locked directly on you, but there's no movement from them. The King in Yellow is rampaging on the stage. What do you do?
I set a fire before yelling fire in the theater. So was that kind of put out by the roof coming down, or is the fire still spreading?
We'll say the fire is still spreading. Yep.
So I'm trying to get these people out of here.
Okay.
So I think I run from backstage out into the audience, and I'm just saying, run, schnell, leave, go. And trying to get people to the exits.
Okay, amazing. I will say, because of the fire, people were already moving when the King in Yellow struck. So the good news is the casualty count has already been reduced for the first round, at least. Tyler, can you roll me a... What kind of check are we going to do for this? Let's go with... this is an odd one. Persuade or Intimidate. Okay. I would take either of those.
I can't see my Intimidate. I'm assuming it. Oh, yeah, there it is. It's bad. oh, wow. That's a good roll. And on a Persuade, that's a strong success. What do we call that? Extreme, regular. What's the one in between? Hard success.
Hard success. Okay, excellent. Tyler, go ahead and roll me 2d10, please.
Okay.
And what is the combined total?
The total together is 9.
9? Okay, great. As you're kind of yelling to people and gesturing, 9 people get out. Not in like a German no way, but in like an actual numeric way. Unfortunately, because of the popularity of this particular ticket, as you'll recall from trying to get into the theater is packed, but you have managed to get 9 people out. So the crowd is starting to thin. There were a total of 65 people to start. 5 of them got killed in the initial assault. So there are now 50 people scattering and running around the theater. Forgive me, Claire, I need you to roll me a sanity check for staring directly at an otherworldly nightmare monster.
I rolled well above my sanity.
Okay.
That's a fail.
That's the bad version. You want to roll
okay.
Under.
Okay. I rolled a 55. Oh, okay. No, I rolled a 55 and my sanity is 33.
Gotcha. So Claire, unfortunately, you're going to lose 5 sanity, but you are going to gain 5 mythos.
It's going to come in handy sometime. 5 mythos?
Yeah.
Okay. 14.
Cthulhu mythos.
All right.
Cool. That brings us to the top of the round. Adrian, the ceiling's collapsed a bit. Monster is going. You can hear the wood beginning to bend and groan above you. The structural integrity of the building seems to have been somewhat compromised. What do you do?
Okay. I feel like Adrian would look at Red and be confused, but then assume that what Red did was a plan. So he would... say it, I get it, and just scoop her up over one shoulder and run towards the back while shooting into the ceiling again, trying to bring the building down on the monster.
Okay. Red, would you resist this at all? Or although admittedly, your brain is kind of fragmenting at the sight of tentacle monster King in Yellow. Who in my head will always just be King in Yellow from fucking old man Richter just yelling after stealing pamphlets. Okay, cool. So I think with that in mind, we're going to say that you don't put up resistance because your brain is fragmenting. Ryan, can you roll me please a... Man, I really thought there was an athletics, but there is not.
There's strength if you just want strength.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately what we're going to go with, pal.
Cool. That is a success.
Great. All right, so you begin to blast the ceiling, and the large chunks begin to fall as the ray gun unleashes more unholy hell. Can you roll me a con save, please?
That is a hard success.
Great. You can feel the gun heating up. It's like that time you touched the side of a toaster, and you didn't love it, but damn it, you really wanted that toast. So like you did what you had to and kept your hand on the toaster to claim the toast. And similarly, you're going to keep your hand on this gun to claim the gun, but you can feel it starting to heat up. Unfortunately, I think for Adrian, that doesn't signal that the gun is overloading. It just signals that the gun is warm.
Yeah, as he's running away, he's like, "Red, bread's going to come out of the gun." And that's all he'll say.
Amazing. Red mutters something in an alien tongue that has a few too many consonants, not enough vowels, and seems vaguely unworldly.
Great.
Richter. Okay. We should go. I'm fucking up the order here because it's been 9 years. So next up is the King in Yellow. So the King in Yellow, the ceiling begins to collapse. Its head turns 360 degrees as the cloak kind of flitters off of it to follow you, Adrian, and it is going to throw tentacles through the flats at the two of you in an attempt to stymie your escape.
Ooh.
All right, so... Yeah, so that is a success.
Do you need a dodge or something, or is this just a straight from the creature?
I think the way we're going to play this is because you're running away with Red over your shoulder shooting at the roof, you're not trying to dodge. You're just like legit trying to get out of the building. Admittedly, its odds of hitting
this.
No. But also just so you know, kind of the mechanics behind it on my side, its odds of hitting you are much worse because it couldn't see you. So just unfortunately shook out badly.
Oh, it shook out how you'd expect with a big spooky monster. They're good at things.
they are not bad. All right. So that is 8 points of damage as one of these tentacles. We'll say it's a few of them so that it isn't just like one massive, because these are very like thin and like just oddly moist. It's generally unpleasant. As they kind of pierce your back and like the back of your leg as you run for the exit.
Oh, so this is just Adrian? They don't hit me? Okay. Yep.
I feel like Adrian carrying you is generally like, if there's any dodging, it's literally the second he feels pain, he just like pulls you forward and
he's like a rugby player carrying a baby. You know, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it's just my favorite part of every rugby game. Yeah, it's the one try they do with a baby. Maybe that's why my team got shut down. All right, Richter, the King in Yellow is distracted, so the crowd is clear for a round. So I'm gonna say, okay, 9 more people get out. So there are 41 people remaining. That said, the crowd does seem to be running towards the exit, so you don't necessarily need to actively be guiding them. I think the way we'll play this mechanically, if you stay to help, they will generally get out faster. If you leave, they'll get out at the rate they get out.
I have no weapons. I'll stay to help. I'll try and get these people out of here.
Okay. So go ahead and roll me a persuade again, please. You can do it with advantage since you're kind of become the resident fire marshal.
Okay.
Roll twice and pick the better result.
38 and 91. So we'll take that 38.
Ooh.
With persuade is a regular success.
Okay. If you could roll me, please, just 1d10 this time.
Wow. 8.
Pretty great. Good. Very, very good. Alrighty then. The crowd is actively leaving, but the building is beginning to collapse.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica,
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents,
or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Dum Dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium. I am Inquisitor Caveat Ventus, Keeper of the Inquisition's Black Library, and I'm releasing my report on the Valentine Heresy. It's an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Join Ryan LaPlante as Inquisitor Lucius Valentine, and Laura Elizabeth and Tyler Hewitt as hive-bred siblings Lyric and Alto, as this unlikely trio try to save the Emperor from a cabal of mysterious enemies in a series created by Games Master Tom McGee. Can these unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war? Find out in the first episode of Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.
You see the King in Yellow sort of attacking the space where your friends were, there's not a whole lot you can do from here. What's going through Richter's head right now? Is this like just a pure instinctual, I got to help these people? Is it I can't help the fight, so I got to help the save? What do you think is afoot?
I think this being the most overtly... overtly monstrous thing to happen to the regular citizens of Helmfirth
mm-hmm.
kind of puts Richter at a loss. Like the last time he saw such violence was on the day of the parade, right? In the fair. But that was people enacting that violence. People, albeit, you know, under the influence of some sort of higher power or some kind of larger will. But to see a monstrosity up there on the stage just lashing out at people indiscriminately is probably really something to Richter. I think he starts to go into a little bit of a little bit of like triage of like, okay, get the people out. They don't know what you know, get them out of here kind of thing. So I think right. That's where he starts. I think if once he accomplishes that, I think it's going to be, last time he saw you two, you know, Red and Addy was backstage. So I think his next goal after evacuating people would be to get the car and bring it around to the back of the theater.
Okay. I like that a lot.
He doesn't have the keys. So
also
in a hot wire car.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
Maybe getting a car.
Old man Richter's going GTA, just like opening the door and hauling an old woman throwing her in the road.
I was literally thinking about that, yeah.
yes, like Ingrid taught me, you must press triangle.
Yeah, no, she'll be like,
goodbye, Granny.
My word, and I'll be like, it's fine, we are cohorts, and I will throw her out.
Amazing. Okay, and then your annoying cousin will be like, hey, Richter, how come we don't go bowling anymore?
Yeah. Well, good, to get prostitutes, you want to come?
Car Twitter got us. They got us. That's what this all led to. Okay, amazing. I think we'll say then that you'll spend one more round helping the crowd. After that, it's kind of a enough of the roof is collapsing that it's kind of an everyone for themselves kind of situation. There's not a whole lot more you can do. All right. So great. Okay, so as the final parts of the roof begin to collapse, you kind of grab the nearest person, help them out the door, and you book it out as the roof comes in. Looking back over your shoulder one more time, you see a massive crossbeam fall on the King in Yellow and snap in half as the creature does not move. You head to Hotwire a car. Meanwhile, Red, your vision starts to slowly come back into focus as the fresh air hits you, and you kind of blink away. This it's almost like an after image of the sign, the yellow sigil we discussed previously, which is kind of like almost a question mark, like a curled hook piece. The sign of the King in Yellow. The fresh air does you some good, and you kind of come back to. You realize you are over Adrian's shoulder. He's yelling something about toast. What do you do?
I'm going to shout, Addy, put me down. Please.
No, you'll die.
Adrian, put me down right now.
No, you'll die. No.
We have to go, and we have to get rid of that creature right now.
Nope, you're leaving.
Adrian!
He's not putting her down.
All right. So Claire to Son fight free. I think this is probably going to be a fighting brawl.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Look, all I'm saying is when you partner up with a massive slab of a man, because you're the small squishy one who shoots people.
I know.
Sometimes that backfires.
I know.
This is all that right. Day.
All right, Adrian, here we go. Today's the day.
I was going to say, is this brawl on brawl rolling, Tom?
Wait, yeah, man. If I roll a 0-0 and a 3, is that a good thing?
That's three.
A 3.
Woo! Yeah, that okay.
Success.
That is, well, with my numbers, that is an extreme success.
Great. All right, Adrian, if you could please roll me an opposed check.
I can't beat a 3. It was close. I rolled a 16. I almost had enough luck, but I didn't.
Red, how do you get out of his grasp? You're being carried like a sack of flour over his shoulder.
I think I'm just gonna kind of like, instead of trying to crawl down his back, I think I'm just gonna like push myself up and over forward. If that makes sense, because I'm assuming he's holding me by my legs. So yes. Like, so if I push up against you and try to like push myself backwards, I'm almost gonna just use my weight to fall off of you.
So land on your feet. You land on your feet in front of me, not on your head behind me.
Yes.
I mean, bold choice, Claire, but I'll accept it.
Thank you.
Just head first into the ground. You're unconscious.
damn it.
He was right.
Yeah, he's like, this is going to make things easier.
Yeah, straight to Redbubble, Adrian was right shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing. So you're on your feet. You can see the building starting to collapse behind you. What do you do?
Adrian, give me that gun.
No, you made me miss the monster. Now give me the gun. There's no plan. No.
Adrian, Annie, you were right. You were right the first time. I apologize. Give me the goddamn gun.
If you leave, I'll give it to you.
No, I need the gun to shoot the creature, AD.
Well, then you better come get it. And he'll just run. He's going to run out of the stage door. He's out of here.
Amazing. So thus the great foot chase begins. Red, the building and possibly Richter are collapsing behind you. Adrian takes off running with the ray gun. What do you do?
I check for Richter.
All right. You re-enter the building. Richter, you are out on the street. People are panicked. The people outside are really excited about how cool this play sounds. Unfortunately, the place is collapsing. You can hear the roar of like classically 1930s sirens. As the chief of police starts showing up. Unfortunately, luckily he doesn't really know you, but this is probably bad news for Red. Also,
but I'm in fancy lady clothes.
This is true. You're not sure what's happened to your compatriots. There are some cars nearby that are parked. There are also cars sort of driving nearby. What do you do?
I don't think Richter has the capability to hotwire a car. I think the hope that Richter has is that there's enough chaos going on from the inside of the theater surging outside that there must hopefully be a car idling. Someone, you know, stepping out to help someone, somebody pulling up to like get their family in after escaping or something like that. A car that is basically like running that he can get into and drive.
Okay. Amazing.
Short of that, he will step into traffic and try to flag down a motorist because he can't start a car without a key. Hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, so yes, sure enough, there is across the street in kind of like classic disaster movie comedy beat way, there is a car with, did they have, they probably had radios and cars back then, I assume. Again, Car Twitter, yes. Help us out, man.
They had home radios, so we could say this is a high-end town. There's a wealthy yeah. someone somewhere that would
sure.
have
one. Or they invented it. TJ Radio, the inventor of the radio, sure. Sitting in his car.
You look at a car, and there's a guy with a radio just sitting next to him, like he bought it, but he's turned it on.
Yeah, and he's like plugged it in. He's hotwired the car in order to make his fucking radio work. So they're just blasting some tunes. Like an old man sitting there just like staring straight ahead, blasting big band. Like it is just like billowing out on the streets. And in, like if we're watching this as a comedy, it's like he's got his eyes closed listening to music and across the street, everyone's like screaming and running out of a building as it's collapsing. And he's just tapping along on the thing. Unfortunately, in order to power his pilfered radio, he does have to have his car on. So it is, it's idling and just running away. Tyler, what do you do?
I'll run up to the door and I'll stick my hand in my pocket and make it seem like I got a gun, kind of poking my fingers through the fabric of my coat, and I'll try and wrench his door open, and I'll say, "Get out of the car!"
Whoa! Go ahead and roll me.
This seems like an intimidation.
Oh yeah, man.
That's a low threshold. I don't know if I'm gonna make it here. I do not. That's a 67.
He says, "Oh no, it's one of those carjackers. My wife warned me not to come to towns. That's where the carjackers are." And he quickly reaches for his glove box. Tyler, how badly do you want this car?
Pretty badly. Are you asking, do you want to get shot in the front or in the back as you run away? Like, I guess and I'll take it on the chin.
Yeah. So basically, no matter what, you're still like, again, just in terms of thinking about Richter's mindset, you're just like, I need to get this to save my friends. Is that fair?
Yeah, if he's reaching for the glove box, I'll get in and I'll keep pushing him over into like the passenger seat and just out the passenger door. He can take whatever he wants out with him.
Amazing. So
I need to get in, please.
Yeah, so you clamber in and like you're trying to push him and he isn't moving and there's a quick tussle. He's like reaching for the glove box. You're both kind of spindly scarecrow old men. So it's just like a tangled knot of old guy pushing, you know, like you're trying to get that early bird buffet. Then finally, just as you know, you just as like all of the pressure again, like Richter's had to act under pressure more in the past, like, you know, few weeks than ever really in his life, aside from the assault on the church. And it's beginning to wear on you. Like we've talked about kind of how high your cult score or your mythos score is getting and how low your sanity score is getting. Like,
yep.
You're really starting to embrace that. And also seeing Michael Thomas and having that full flashback of the medallion and everything else, things are starting to click. So as you push him, he is resisting and obviously going for a gun. At which point, all of this panic and frustration clarifies for you. And for a moment, your ever busy and ever muddled mind is absolutely clear. And in a hollow, echoing tone, you yell, "Kikah!" And you watch his eyes roll up into the back of his head. He begins to scream and kind of fall out into the street, yelling about spiders and slapping at his wrists and arms. Tyler, old man Richter has a moment of being happy to see this guy fall out of the car. You don't have a whole lot of time to understand what just happened, but it feels a little bit like storming the church did. It feels a little bit like what holding the amulet felt like. And with that, my friend, Richter gains the ability to use magic.
This episode of the Mythos Mysteries features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Claire Blackwood at Claire Blackwood on Twitter, and Keeper Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode's sound was edited and mixed by Laura Hamstra. And the Mythos Mysteries show logo was created by Decapitated Marker at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme songs are Dark Alleys and Sentinel by Kai Engel. And our ads use the tracks No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, JAHZZAR. And all of their music is available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are dumdumdice. And on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. We have merchandise available at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice. And most importantly, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. All hail the mythos.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, Charles Grams, Christopher Little, Sue One, George Dolby, One True Artistry, Orion Birchfield, Lord Abradovic, Noel Lewis, Scott Garland, Anthony Griffin, Chet Awesome Laser, Jordan Neesmith, Benjamin V, Gavin and Abby McDonald, Taryn Hefner, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, Martha, look, the new season is coming. Get the snacks ready.
Okay, okay.
In a dangerous new world.
While we can see the helicopters coming in, it looks like the teams are arriving for this season of Soul Survivor.
Live action role players will fight.
I'm Sequoia.
is Carl.
I'm Myrna.
Grant checking in.
We agreed to just call me Sky.
Name's Dale.
I'm Cole.
Hannah.
To Bill.
I need the feathers for my arrows.
Sequoia, maybe you need to grab some things.
To outsmart.
Oh my god.
Wow. We'll look for him.
Not again.
To survive.
No, don't, no.
Facing Fate, Black Knight. Available at facingfate.com and on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts beginning June 14th.
I don't know if I want to live anymore. I just want it to end.
A Dumb Dragons production.